Perhaps it's happened to you. It's definitely happened to me. You're driving down the road. Maybe you're not paying close attention to your speed, or maybe you are, but you're in a hurry. That's when you look up and you see those flashing red and blue lights in your rearview mirror. And you think, dang it, why are the cops bothering me? Shouldn't they be out catching criminals? What's the big deal about speeding anyway? They're just trying to hit their monthly ticket quota to make money for the sheriff, right? Well, today we answer all those questions. In this episode, we're breaking down the myths and misinformation around traffic enforcement. We'll hear from Sergeant Anna Horowitz and Corporal Scott Harrell from the Collier County Sheriff's Office Safety and Traffic Enforcement Bureau. They tell us why people get pulled over, why it's important to keep the roadway safe, and how they have nothing to do with the price of speeding tickets. Oh, and they definitely don't have ticket quotas. Those aren't real. This is Sworn Statement, a podcast by the Collier County Sheriff's Office under the direction of Sheriff Kevin Rambosk. I'm your host, Adam Fisher. Hello, everybody. Welcome back into the Sworn Statement podcast. As we said in the intro, today we are exploring the Safety and Traffic Enforcement Bureau. I'm here with two of our STEB deputies. I'm with Sergeant Anna Horowitz. Sergeant, how are you?
Good morning. How is everybody?
Doing very well. And Corporal Scott Harrell, how are you?
Good. Good. Yourself, Adam?
I'm doing very good. I'm excited to talk to you guys. I'm glad you're in here because I think there are a lot of myths that goes with our traffic deputies and what we do out there on the roads and things like that. So you guys are going to kind of dispel those myths. Before we get into all that, I want you to explain just to the general public, someone that you meet on the street, you explain what your job is, or you explain what STEB is. What is the role of STEB in our agency and in the county? What exactly do you guys do in a nutshell?
Of course, Adam. So STEB has a multitude of roles. People think we just pull people over all day and give tickets, but that is just one of the aspects that we do. We have a lot of inter-bureau functions that we take care of for the agency. So we have an aggressive driving unit. We have a commercial motor vehicle unit. We have a motor unit. We also are involved in VIP escorts, funeral escorts. We do traffic plans for events throughout the county. And we also have a traffic homicide investigations unit as well. So again, we just don't pull people over all day and write tickets. We're always doing certain things every day within the county that could be different. We have several instructors within our bureau, so we can teach driving classes.
Okay.
We teach civilian motorcycle classes on weekends. That's called our smart courses. We also operate different vehicles depending on what mission we have or what unit is assisting. So we have unmarked cars. That's more so our aggressive driving unit. We have motorcycles. We have marked cars. So, but all together, our main focus is to keep the roads in Collier County safe.
Right. And so it's not just writing tickets. It's a ton more than that. It's basically everything that happens on the road. Your guys' job is to keep that all safe. Is that right, Corporal
Harris? Right.
It's all about safety.
It's all about safety. That's it. It's multifaceted and it's all about roadway safety.
And why is that so important?
Well, we want to keep our motorists safe. We want to keep ourselves safe. We all have families and everything else. And when, you know, we're out there driving out and about and everything else, I want them to be safe as well. If I'm out driving around my family and the kids and everything else, and, you know, somebody goes through a red light and they hit us, that's something I don't want to happen to myself, loved ones, people I know, or even just total strangers that we don't know. We don't want anything like that to happen anywhere within the county.
And when it comes down to it, you know, it's a job, your role, that affects everyone in the county because everybody drives or everybody rides in a car. You know, a lot of our units are specialized, but you guys are out protecting everybody. I imagine that makes you feel pretty good and pretty satisfied with your jobs.
Correct. Yes, absolutely. We're real passionate about what we do, which is why we all that are in this unit, we selected to come to this unit. We chose this unit. We each have like our own niche within the unit as well. So I might have more of a passion than Corporal Harrell has another direction that he likes to go in. And it's not just the focus is on driving. We also are members of different coalitions through the county for pedestrians as well and bicyclists because we also have fatalities with those as well. So we have traffic operations that can focus on our fellow bicycle members and pedestrians as well that cross the streets. We focus on anything really traffic operational.
I was going to say the same thing. It's not just motorists and vehicles. Mm-hmm. It's everything within the roadway. So just like the sergeant said, it's vehicles, it's somebody riding a bus, it's somebody walking a pedestrian, it's a bicyclist, it's, you know, all of the above there, and they're all on our roadways, and that's our main goal and our mission. We need to keep everyone within the roadway safe.
Absolutely. Right.
And I will add, Corporal Harl here is one, he's in charge of organizing our operations for our Collier County school bus operations. So anytime you see those operations, Corporal Hall right here is the one that organizes those. And we have a great relationship with CCPS. That's one of our focuses as well.
Yeah, so for all the school kids, because we've got a lot of motorists, they pass a stop school bus, mm-hmm. You know, when they have their red lights on and everything else, and they're loading or unloading children coming, you know, to or from school, and ridiculously dangerous. So that's another facet or, you know, area that we want to attend to.
Yeah, I've been
attention.
Out with you guys on a few of these school bus operations.
You have.
It's amazing how many people blow through that stop sign.
Eye-opening.
Yeah.
It is.
Right. It's dangerous. So I'm glad you guys are out there protecting everyone, but especially the kids. So I think when it comes to STEB and, you know, people enforcing traffic, the biggest misnomer is, especially among people who get pulled over, they think you guys are just out there trying to harass drivers. You know, you should be out there busting bad guys, arresting criminals, not pulling me over. What do you say to that when somebody says that? Hey, you know, do you just enjoy writing tickets and busting drivers? How do you respond?
We do hear that on occasion, Adam. Yeah. And my response to that is, you know, it's obviously if there's a crime happening in front of us, we're going to, you know, take appropriate action and everything else. So it's not like we're going to turn a blind eye because we're just solely focused on traffic issues. However, traffic is our main priority in, you know, within our unit. We got to keep the roadway safe. You know, they're like, oh, you know, I'm not a murderer or whatever else. Well, you run a red light, and, you know, not saying you're a murderer, but perhaps you kill someone, and then you have vehicular manslaughter. So, you know, there's a bunch of things that people don't really even look into, you know, or they don't look outside the box, shall we say. You know, I hate using that term, but, you know, if they don't look, you know, outside that box of, you know, well, I was just speeding or it was just a red light. There's a lot of ramifications for that their potential. I was just texting. Well, you were texting and you weren't paying attention. And the next thing you know, you hit the if you're in a school zone and you're in a school zone texting, you hit a school child. Now they're either injured, worst case scenario, they're dead. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I was just texting. So there's a lot of different, you know, things to that. So a lot of my response is, you know, obviously, you know, we would, take action, immediate action if there was a crime or anything else. And we do other calls as well, too, if we're in the area. And, you know, and we're doing enforcement and, you know, in an area, and we hear over the radio that there's a call there. We do assist patrol and, you know, in with those calls as well, too.
Yeah. And Sergeant Horowitz, beforehand, we were talking about the same issue. You know, it's not that you enjoy writing tickets. You just enjoy keeping the roadway safe.
Correct. Yeah, for sure. So we are no different, like Corporal Harrell was saying, than anyone else on the roadway. When we're not working, we are also just like everyone else, driving our cars, driving our families, taking our kids to events. We're going to events. We are not out to get anyone. We are out there to ensure that you follow traffic laws. And more importantly, like Corporal Harl said, to keep yourself safe and everyone else around you safe. I do enjoy my job. I love my dedication to law enforcement and with the sheriff's office. I've been here now for almost 17 years. And you've been here for how long? 28
years.
And most of I would say, if not all, of our guys that are on our unit have been here, their tenure is at least 10 years. Yeah. So we're pretty vetted here.
They're all seasoned people.
Yeah, we're pretty vetted here. And so, you know, we understand the ramifications, like Corporal Harl, you know, did say, of what happens when you do speed or drive in an aggressive manner, or you're texting and whatnot. But I would rather write a ticket, because your question was, do we enjoy writing tickets? I would rather write you a ticket then go to your loved ones or your house and have to knock on the door and to explain that you're not coming home anymore, which we have done. Unfortunately, I've done that probably about a dozen times in my career.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I can only imagine, and my heart goes out to that family, but we also hold those emotions as well, because we're just like everyone else. And so it does affect us, and we do bring that home and we hold on to it.
Yeah, again, a passion for safety and keeping everyone safe.
And Adam, it's not only just about a citation or a ticket. I write personally a lot of warnings as well, too.
Yeah.
I'd like to look at it as it's an education as well, too. Because sometimes some of the drivers, either they're a new driver or they're from out of the area or whatnot, they may not know. They may not know the, you know, the traffic laws or the bylaws mm-hmm. or whatever else. And it may not be that egregious of a, you know, infraction or whatever mm-hmm. else. So we write a lot of warnings, and you know, it's the education of that. You know, a lot of times, a lot of us in the traffic unit will look at your driving record and see if there's a pattern there. And if there is, well, then sometimes we believe that, you know, a warning didn't work, you know, the last 14 times. You've had another two or three citations recently within the last year or two. Obviously, something else needs to be done. So then we would, you know, up it up to, you know, maybe a citation at that time or whatever, you know, we deem appropriate to that. But mm-hmm. we do write a lot of warnings, which
right.
maybe people don't know about, or maybe no. they don't hear about it. They only hear about, oh, you know, that jerk cop, they just right. wrote me a ticket, you know.
They only right. hear about the tickets.
Exactly. Right.
We definitely use our discretion for each traffic stop because yeah. each traffic stop is very unique and individual.
It is.
Because it depends on the infraction. It depends on the location of the infraction. Is it in a school zone? Is it on the interstate? Is it on a local roadway? Is it inside of a neighborhood where there's a lot of children playing? So all these factors we hold into account for each traffic stop. It's not just a blanket ordeal. But I will say, though, just like we did the red light operation this past Monday, that was very targeted operation. Mm-hmm. So to give a warning was probably not an option because it is so egregious and dangerous mm-hmm. because there's an elementary school right down the street around the corner from Golden Gate Boulevard and 951. So there's a lot of kids going to and from the school. Maxass Park is right there as well. So every stop that we did that day for red light running, they did receive a citation and there was very minimal warning. So again, it just depends on the operation and what the focus or the mission is.
I think one of the other big misnomers you hear among people in the public that you guys have quotas. You have to write this many tickets, and when it gets towards the end of the month, watch out, because these traffic cops are going to be out busting more people because they got to write X amount of tickets to make X amount of money for the sheriff's office and for the county. How about that, Corporal Hall?
We hear that frequently, mm-hmm. And my response to that is, Sheriff Rambosco, allow me to write as many citations as I wish.
Yeah. So no quota, just as many as
there's no
as you
quota.
Need to.
As many as we need to, as many as we wish to write, he will support us with that.
That's excellent.
So there are no quotas.
Yeah. And legally speaking, there's a statute, a Florida state statute, stating that there are no quotas allowed. And so, and our own Collier County Sheriff's Office policy and procedures also reflect that as well, that there are no quotas set.
Okay. I don't think people knew that either. So that's legally, you cannot have quotas.
No. That is correct.
No.
How about the fact they think you're just out there trying to make money? You're trying to line Sheriff Rambos'
same thing
pockets
we hear
so
that.
We can buy a new Humvee.
We don't get bonus checks at the end of the year.
We don't. Contrary to the belief of a lot of people, we don't get anything out of a citation. As far as like the, you know, monies where they get distributed to and everything else, the majority of that money goes to the state.
Mm-hmm.
The county will wind up getting some of it, and I believe the sheriff's office gets. Don't quote me on this, but I'm going to just throw a number out there. I believe every ticket, I think they get maybe $6 out of that citation.
Wow.
The rest of it all goes to general fund for the state. They use it for education. They use it for any other, traffic related.
Improvements.
Yeah, traffic improvement, roadway improvements, everything else. But the sheriff's office, we're not getting rich, or we're not lining the pockets of the sheriff or the sheriff's office with citation money and everything else. It's very little that comes back to us.
And the legislation is actually the one that dictates and sets those.
That's true.
The
limits and everything
the
else.
Limits.
Or the
limits.
You know, the amounts, the dollar amounts. It's actually it's a statutory thing. There's a Florida state statute that states.
So we just can't make up a number of who gets on a monthly basis of, you know, what the budget year is or whatever. So if there is an issue of where you think it's being, you know, misfunded or misappropriated or whatnot, then, you know, we would love for you to contact your state.
Yeah, take it up with your legislatures.
Yeah,
that's what
absolutely.
You have to do.
Yeah. But we don't have any say-so in that whatsoever.
Yeah, again, another thing I think people didn't realize. So people have these ideas in their head that, you know, you're writing speeding tickets to get them. You're trying to raise money. So when you come up to their car window with that ticket in hand, I got to imagine they're not too happy most of the time. I'm sure you've had some situations where you've been called some not nice things. Mm-hmm. How do you guys react to that?
Generally, you know, I look at it this way. If you're coming into contact with me in a professional manner like that, you're not having the best day
mm-hmm.
regardless. So we all keep it very professional. And then if it goes sideways, if I can say it that way, you know, if things go sideways where you're getting cursed out or getting, you know, called names, and, you know, they're very irate about, you know, why they received the citation, you explain it to them, you keep a level head. There's no reason to, you know, escalate, you know, to that and everything else. And I just generally ask them, you know, are there any other questions you may have regarding the citation. I can't help but that, you know, you told me there were 13 other people speeding mm-hmm. and, you know, behind you, in front of you, or whatever else. Obviously, I'm a one-man band, and, you know, in my vehicle, I can only get, you know, one at a time. And I also try to maybe reason with them a little bit and say, it's the whole two wrongs don't make a right
yeah.
situation. You know, yes, okay, you know, you were speeding, maybe the other person was. And again, we always attempt to look for that more egregious, or the more egregious violator. You had three people run a red light in front of you, but you were the fourth one through. So therefore, that was the most egregious. It was the worst one out of them all. So obviously, you know, if I'm the only one there running that intersection, looking at that intersection, that's going to be the same person. Same thing for speed. You know, I've got to just say in a 50-mile-an-hour zone, I've got somebody at 60 next to you that's passing, but then I've got somebody zipping past at 70-plus miles an hour. Obviously, the 70-plus mile-per-hour one in that 50-mile-an-hour zone is going to get my attention as well as, you know, to me, poses the worst or the biggest threat or concern to other motorists and everything else.
How often does it happen? How often do you go up to a car and somebody's got a real attitude and it's kind of confrontational?
I would say, I mean, if you're looking for a specific number, I'd say 1 out of 10.
Yeah.
I would say it's more frequent than you think. But again, I try to explain to them, you know, I didn't set the fine, nor did I make the decision that you did today, yeah. you know, professionally speaking, but your one option is always to take it to court and tell your side of the story, because we are all here to listen. So we are fair. And so even if you are written a citation and that is your consequence, you still have a chance to plea your case in front of a judge that could hear both sides of the story. And then he can make the determination of what your fine could be or the other options, if you go to traffic school, or if he will not
withhold adjudication. You won't get the points on your driver's license.
Okay. Right. So there's always options outside of the traffic stop. What we do there on the side of the road is not permanent. There's always other options after we leave, and just keep that in mind, that this isn't dead set into stone. You can always, if you didn't like the way that the traffic stop was handled, you're always able to contact the sheriff's office and file an official complaint, which we support that 100%. We pride ourselves on professionalism. So if there is a deputy that you come in contact with that isn't professional, please, you can go on our agency website and elect to do it that way, or you can call into our non-emergency number and get transferred to our professional responsibility bureau as well. If you don't want that option, then you can take it to traffic court as well and speak with the judge on why you feel that you were not in the wrong or have a discrepancy with the citation that was issued.
That's great.
And what sometimes people need to understand too is, if you know we're having an encounter with you, it's not because we just want to do this. It's obviously something, it's in response to your behavior or your driving behavior. If somebody's, you know, doing the speed limit or, you know, and we have limits, you know, obviously, you know, if you're, you know, you're a little over the limit or whatever else, you're not going to get cited or, you know, pulled over or whatever else. But if you're there and you're within those, you know, that range or whatever, you know, or just, we'll just say doing the speed limit, you're not going to get pulled over. However, if you're speeding and then you get pulled over, and then we get this, why are you doing this to me? Well, sir, ma'am, we are not doing anything to you. This is in reaction to your actions of driving that way. So a lot of people need to think that way as well too. That I'm not just out here just to write a ticket or to give you a citation. The reason I'm outside your window is there's a reason behind that.
Yeah, you guys are enforcing the law. Like, you don't write the law, you don't write the ticket citation numbers, but you have to enforce it. That's
exactly.
Our job here at the sheriff's office. So talking to the listeners now, people that are out there, you know, how can I stay safer on the roads? Is there any one big takeaway or tip or something that you want drivers to know that can, the biggest thing they can do to help them stay safe on the roads?
Don't drive distracted.
100%.
Texting, watching videos,
yes.
Posting videos, doing your TikTok videos when you're driving, whatever else. Just don't drive distracted. It's one of the biggest things.
Yeah, it's huge. Last year, we, just in Collier County alone, for 2023, we encountered 40 fatalities within our county.
Wow.
The year before, we had 45. So we've seen a decrease, and we try to target our operations so we can keep lowering these numbers.
Yeah.
Because
we
one
want
is
that to
too
be
many.
Zero. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. One is too many. And so, but a lot of them are head-on collisions, which is probably from texting or distracted driving. Mm-hmm. 50% of them, about, give or take, are not wearing their seatbelts. And that's a really high number.
Wow.
So we do campaigns, Click It or Ticket, where we, I'm sure Collier County has seen us standing around at those times at major intersections. And when they're stopped at the red light, you know, we pull cars over and we ticket them for seatbelts. And yes, that's $113. But I don't want you to be another number on my 2024 fatality list of being number 41. You know, distracted driving is immense. And then also if you're a parent, you're also a role model for your children. So even though you might have a 9-year-old or a 13-year-old and you're sitting there texting on your phone, well, that child's going to get a driver's license in a few years and they're going to
see that.
Mom
or dad are doing it. It's okay.
100%.
You know, kids are sponges.
Yes.
They're just going to soak that up.
So, but we are role models for children or other teens that pull up to cars and see other adults on the phone. So I would have to agree with Corporal Harrell that distracted driving is for sure. But I will also add in that one of my personal concerns, and we've seen deaths in the line of duty, would be to pull over for emergency vehicles.
Right.
Please, whether you see an ambulance, that ambulance has his lights on and sirens on for a reason. They're trying to go and help somebody. You don't know if it's a baby that's not breathing or a parent that has a cardiac issue. You got to pull over for these ambulances and fire trucks. And when you
could
see,
be one of your own family members, it could be your house that's on fire, and you unbeknownst to you may not even know it.
Correct.
So,
right. And and then when we have people pulled over because we're trying to save a life, there have been multiple times where I myself have had close calls of vehicles brushing by me and not pulling over. If you want to go over that statute of
my vehicle's been hit 2 times
really
over these last 7 years with their light, with my lights on a stop. Because they just didn't see me, or they failed to move over. So it's called the move over law in Florida, and there's one of two things that you have to do. You have to move over and vacate the lane that is closest to the emergency vehicle that's on the side of the road. Mm-hmm. If you cannot do that, you have to slow down to 20 miles an hour below the posted speed limit. So you can't get over. Speed limit 70 out in the interstate. You have to slow down to 50 miles per hour or under that when you pass in that same lane next to the vehicle. And that's just for our safety. We all want to get home.
Yeah.
Everybody else wants to get home from work. We want to do the same thing. We don't want to get clipped or hit by a car when we're out doing a traffic stop, entering or exiting our vehicle, or, you know, going up to do a traffic stop.
And also, effective this year as well, they also included like Road Ranger vehicles or any other vehicle that has their hazards on now.
Yeah, it could be anyone. It could be you with a flat tire and you've got your car jacked up on the side of the road or whatever else. Mm-hmm. So they have to do the same. They have to get the same rules apply to, now it's going to be every vehicle. So it's not just emergency vehicles.
Well, that's excellent information. I think a lot of people don't know. So thank you for sharing that. As we wrap up, Sergeant, as you said, a lot of seasoned deputies in your unit, people have been doing it for a long time. And we can tell by just talking to you now, you guys are clearly passionate about it. Just why is that? You know, both of you have worked in different parts of this agency, of the sheriff's office, but you're now in STEB and you're staying in STEB. Just why is traffic enforcement or traffic safety, I should say, why is that so important to you? Why do you stay?
I drive just like everyone else does. You know, when I'm not in my sheriff's office vehicle, as a regular civilian out there and everything else, and I just see this crazy behavior and, you know, I mean, just some of the things that go on, you know, outside of when I'm doing this professionally. And it's dangerous. It just really is, like I say, you know, sometimes it worries me that, you know, it's my family member or whatever else, or, you know, it's somebody else's that it could be, you know, we work these crashes all day long and, you know, you go, geez, you know, this could be whomever, you know, it could be. And again, not that I want it to be anyone, but, you know, in my mind, in the back of my head is, you know, this could be a loved one. It could be a family member. It could be your mom. It could be whomever. And, you know, that's one of the reasons, you know, and everyone has to use our roadways, Adam. You know, I mean, that's our thoroughfares to get to and from everywhere you're going to go. It doesn't matter what. And again, biking, pedestrian, you know, in a vehicle and everything else. I just want it to be as safe as possible for everybody.
How about you, Sergeant Horowitz?
I enjoy coming to work every day and working with my family. I mean, they're great. They're great people. We are a great team, whether it's our CMV unit, our commercial motor vehicle unit, our motor guys and girls, and our aggressive driving unit. We have a commonality and we all have a passion about just saving a life or many lives. And so that's why I think what brings us together here at the end of the day, we just have the same passion and goals.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I think people saw you before this interview as ticket writing robots, but you dispelled that myth. You're passionate and you like saving people. Thank you again to Sergeant Anna Horowitz and Corporal Scott Harrell for joining us. This has been Sworn Statement, a podcast by the Collier County Sheriff's Office under the direction of Sheriff Kevin Rambosk. This episode was written and produced by me, your host, Adam Fisher, with audio recording by Brian Barcello. Thank you for listening.